Well, Mickey Ann Leacock with Tilunga Tilly. Pretty Woke is the founding figure in Māori broadcasting sector. Long-time leader at Tupuko Tika, the first Māori radio station in the land, making him uniquely placed to reflect on the life and legacy and immense contribution of the late Henare Whetukingi, one of our most respected voices in Māori radio. And also Henare, as you'd imagine, a guy of his age, knew a lot of the history of Te Whangarui Atara, and did a couple of our whānau farewells to my aunties. You know, he knew our family very well. I so appreciated him making the effort to be there and celebrate these hulunga. Piripi Walker is with us to just reflect on Henare's contribution. E te rangatira te Piripi, hoki mai, tēnā koe.
Tēnā rā koe te aro I tō tātou aitua. Tēnā. I tō tātou kaumātua.
Aira.
Ia Henare.
Thank you. Henare is heading to Pipitea. What a beautiful karaua he was. I was just talking with Willie too, reflecting on, you know, how he mentored many, was a stable and consistent voice of pride for our people across his broadcasting career. But it wasn't just broadcasting that we need to acknowledge this chief, chiefly karaua for, although certainly Tupuko Tika is indebted, as we all are as broadcasters, Māori, to a guy like Henare. What stands out most for you, Piripi, about his style and his contribution?
The loyalty, I would have to say. He came to our first station in 1987, and he was still working at his lifelong job, Calvert Plastics, in Stokes Valley. The following year, we decided to go for a longer broadcast, and I went to Henare, actually at work where he was in the factory, and suggested to him he might want to come and work at the radio station. A native speaker, a pūkōrero, a respected kaumata already, of course, in Pōneke, and of course among his people of Ngāpuhi, and that lovely speaking voice, Dale, and the ability to make friends you've just referred to, and he stayed the course for decades.
So you found him in a plastics factory, eh, Piripi? Who would have thought?
Yes, well, he was our co-martyr in our community in Stokes Valley, and I knew him well as our senior elder on the Marae of Stokes Valley. And But I went to talk to him there, and he often would tell that story about me turning up, and the way I looked, Pākehā-looking fella coming to see him, he loved telling that story. But he became the most marvellous elder, father figure for the station. Of course, among his kui and karaua at the station, they were brothers and sisters. They would line up there, very much like the marae they'd grown up on, you know, for breakfast every morning, and then go down to the cafes downtown. You would know the scene very well yourself, Dale. And that feeling grew around Henare. And he was there every day of the week. He even came on Sundays to do the morning service for years and years. And everyone in Pōneke knows his contribution. It's too much really to recount, Dale. But the gratitude is enormous, and the debt can never be repaid. And okay, head to me. Kia ia. And he has gone to his final well-deserved rest, leaving us all very sad.
Tēnā koe, Piripi Walker is with us today. We're acknowledging the passing of Henare Kingi. He was a mentor to many as well, and had his own unique style. What was it about his voice and his ahua, his tones, do you think that resonated most with listeners to Tupuko Tika, Piripi?
I think he was a very spiritual person. He was a minister, you know, in his own right, of his that church of his own iwi, and that shone through and everything. He encouraged us all to do the best, think the best. Now, you know, those kaumata of that generation encouraged young people to make the best of everything. Actually, as I'm talking to you, Dale, I'm sitting underneath on a bus, Stuart Dawson Building Jewelers, looking up at the studios of Tupuko by coincidence at this very moment. So, haere rā, Henare.
Beautiful Kōrero. Thank you, Piripi. This Kiroua was widely recognised as a wonderful interviewer, cultural advisor, and brought through younger Māori broadcasters. Te Puko Tika has always had a very strong commitment to te reo Māori right from the get-go. It was the reason that it was formed all those years ago. I think you might have lost Piripi there, have we? By the sounds of that, he was in a bus just going past.
Hi.
Just going past Te Puko Tika. But as Māori broadcasting continues to evolve across radio, television, digital platforms, we can all take a lesson from Henare Kingi's career and how we might be able to work our way forward. He joins a wonderful list of kurawa who have been part of our kaupapa all those years ago. Guys like Kingi Ihaka and Selwyn Muru and Māori Stafford and many more, of course. Kurawa here as well, Kingi Taurua, Jim Perry, all of these wonderful, wonderful personalities. Piripi, thanks for joining us again. He was a mentor to many, and one thing about Te Puko Tika, it's always prioritised real Māori. I mean, we have a deliberate bilingual approach here because of the nature of our urban Māori audience, but a trailblazer for the use of real Māori, but it wasn't just his beautiful voice because he was a cultural advisor and had some superb interviewing skills. These are the hallmarks of our wonderful broadcasters, and joins the likes of Kingi Ihaka and Kingi Taurua and Jim Perry. Well, these are our ones, but you'd have plenty as well.
Yeah.
Give us a roll call of contributors to Te Puko Tika, and we can...
Oh, Dale, look, can I pass on that because I'll leave names out? But there are so many. I'm just thinking of his friends that have... You know, I think, first of all, those who've left us. Sad time for those of us now, the older generation, as so many have gone. That you and I farewell them, you know, in discussing these things on air. But to come back to Henare's style, I think the station, first of all, your comment on the deal, Te Puko also had a 50-50-ish policy most of its life and still is pretty, you know, got a lot of English on because that's our community. So we've never gone for the 100%. These kinds of impositions, the Crown's one and the Māngai Pāho requirements were a bit false to us. 80% of Māori adults don't speak the reo, Dale. So we've tried to be flexible over the years. From time to time, we have had influence from the movement, the immersion movement, and we've resisted it in a way, although sometimes we have had more than 50%, you know, speaking the reo. But generally, the idea is to keep it open to all. I would say on the interviewing style, the thing that he got hold of was that we were allowing Māori time and Māori space to be followed so that discussion and kōrero could proceed in the same way as you would encounter among a group of pariki in a Māori space on the marae where kōrero is encouraged. And you're right, you grew up with all of that, and you grew up with wānanga, and you grew up with all of those skills and the love of it and the interplay of humour and serious, very much the humour, all of those things be so much missed.
Tēnā koe. Missed by us in Māori broadcasting, but certainly missed by his whānau. He just adored their papa. When I used to ring up from time to time, Piripi, there was always somebody who answered the phone on his behalf, or in his latter years anyway, but you could just sort of see and hear the respect they had for this kurawa right up until his last days. Do you know where he is heading? Somebody suggested Pipitea. What's the situation?
I heard
for
you
his...
mention that.
Yeah.
Are you on air at the moment, Dale, with our listeners?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I am. Yeah, we are.
I heard you say that. I understood from what I have been talking to our radio station crew who are getting ready that he was going to Kōrau Nui Marae Stokes Valley this morning, and very shortly, and there were ope visiting there during the day at Kōrau Nui Marae Stokes Valley, and it looked official, like a post from the whānau. But please, to your listeners in Wellington, if they could check that. But at the moment, we're preparing to head there, our tira, to Kōrau Nui Marae in Stokes Valley. And when I was here, I had such a big part in founding, and he will be there tonight. And then the post said he will head through to Te Tī, Maunganui, in the far north tomorrow, Thursday.
And I thank you for clarifying that then. Appreciate your kōrero. And we're saddened, but we're appreciative. We have tremendous gratitude that we have had time to spend with this wonderful personality, and the likes of which, you know, as the generations pass, as the years passed, these were often these old people, our windows into the Māori ways of yesteryear. But he had a grace and a style that we can all learn from. Moe mai rā, te rangatira. Piripi Walker joining us today to celebrate the life of
Ngā Reiki.
Tēnā koe, Piripi. Thanks so much. Ngā mihi.